Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We begin, name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with you.
My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who gave the priest St. John an outstanding dedication to perfect self-denial and love of the cross, grant that by imitating him closely at all times, we may come to contemplate eternally your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Thus says the Lord, "Woe to the city, rebellious and polluted, to the tyrannical city! She hears no voice, accepts no correction. In the Lord she has not trusted. To her God she has not drawn near. For then I will change and purify the lips of the peoples, that they all may call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord, from beyond the rivers to Ethiopia, and as far as the recesses of the north, they shall bring me offerings. On that day, you need not be ashamed of all your deeds, your rebellious actions against me, for then will I remove from your midst the proud braggarts, and you shall no longer exalt yourself on my holy mountain, but I will leave as a remnant in your midst a people humble and lowly. Who shall take refuge in the name of the Lord, the remnant of Israel? They shall do no wrong and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouths a deceitful tongue. They shall pasture and couch their flocks with none to disturb them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one call out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him.
The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Come, O Lord, do not delay. Forgive the sins of your people. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in my vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, "Yes, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet, even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This third week of Advent, we are drawing close to the season of Christmas. And I know that for some people, when we celebrate Christmas, it gets very difficult for them too, because something tragic has happened around that time, or they're going through some suffering or turmoil that it's really difficult for them to rejoice or be joyful. The psalm was very encouraging for us today. "When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them." Anyone who is going through any sort of suffering or mourning or grieving or cross, I know it can be difficult, but I would really recommend that we take time to give our hearts to the Lord on the cross, to take to the cross and make holy. The Lord is there in our distress, and he's very close to us, even when we think he's far away. Don't be afraid to give our hearts to him. He wants that. And sometimes the greatest birthday present we can give them is the gift of our life and our hearts for him to renew and make holy. The Gospel of Matthew has some spiritual and also practical implications as well. Spiritually, we're all baptized in this chapel. Many of you are baptized out there. We come to the Lord with great joy on our day of baptism. Nothing greater ever happens to us than being baptized. But that's the day we say yes, and we go out and we serve with great joy. However, what happens is sometimes after we go on our daily lives and things like that, we are tempted to turn away or turn it all to ourselves. And when we do that, we start to get very weak in faith. And it's in a way, it's like saying yes at baptism, but then really not living out those baptismal promises that we've made. It's always good each day to renew those baptism promises so that we may always serve the Lord. And this also gives hope for our children. Many of us, I'm sure, are really worried about family members or friends or acquaintances who just, for whatever reason, don't practice the faith or they've wandered away. Pray for them. It's never too late, because maybe they are the ones that say, "No, I won't," but then they come back later. Practically speaking, our lives are busy. We have many things that we are called to do. The Lord is always calling us to do more for the glory of God. Who knows what the Lord is going to call? Will you do this or not? Can you help me with this? Can you go the extra mile? How often do we say, "Sure, yes, I can," but really not think of the ramifications of that? Think of whether we can do it or not. We say yes, but we don't follow through. It's important that we pray and discern so that when we do say yes, we mean it and we go after it with glory. And if for some reason we can't, it's okay to say no in charity as well. Let us ask the Lord for the gift and blessings and pray for all those who are suffering this day. And let us pray that we may give our hearts to the Lord in order to go the extra mile and truly be able to say yes to him during this Advent season and greet him with great joy on Christmas. In peace and in faith, we turn to our Heavenly Father with our prayers. We pray today for Pope Francis and his leadership of the Church, and that all bishops and priests will serve as witness to the joy of the gospel. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in devotions, especially the call to priesthood, and that the peace and promise of this season will renew those who serve the Church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a greater respect for the dignity of human life, and especially for an end to abortion and euthanasia, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are suffering from physical pain or from loneliness, that they, like St. John of the Cross, may embrace the cross in order to draw close to our Lord, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for a special intention, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Margaret Lidovec, whose for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angels Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you are good and loving in your needs. Before we ask, we humbly place our prayers before you, inspired by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Mystery of this water and wine, we become to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Wash away, O Lord, my iniquities, and of my sins cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Give the Lord the sacrifice in your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Look upon these sacrificial gifts we offer, Almighty God, in commemoration of St. John of the Cross, and grant that we who celebrate the mysteries of the Lord's Passion may imitate what we now enact, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on this festival of St. John of the Cross you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so with the company of angels we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, says the Lord.
Thank you.
watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which you, your most holy mother, received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us pray. O God, who in St. John have wondrously made known the mystery of the cross, graciously grant that, drawing strength from this sacrifice, we may cling faithfully to Christ and labor in the church for the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And go in peace. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
The prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the rule of souls. Amen. And the prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Help, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe, as in past centuries when you have interceded to end contagious diseases. We implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And let us pray for the intentions of the Holy Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I've been listening to the Relevant Radio on my car whenever I'm in the car. And I'm a cradle Catholic, but okay. I've learned so much listening to you and the other people on the radio, that it's amazing how it's helped my Catholic faith and understanding. Beautiful. Some of the things that we didn't understand as children as we were growing up.
Do you find that no matter how old you get,
there's always not only more to learn, but maybe more to recover, things that people forget along the way. And, oh, yeah, I learned that a long time ago, and I just kind of forgot about that. I find that that's all, it's a lifelong learning project, don't you think?
It is. It definitely is.
And I think a lot of people listening to you right now would probably have a similar reaction, that listening to Relevant Radio in general has been a way to recover and rebuild, in some cases, a lost faith. Not that yours was ever lost, but if it's making it, your faith stronger, that's great.
It is definitely making it stronger, because I'm understanding more things. When people ask questions, I'm like, okay. And then I hear you or Father Rocky or any of the other people on the radio talking. It's interesting to learn more.
Indeed it is.
And understand more.
This Miracle Moment was brought to you by you.
Donate now to support the work of Relevant Radio.
Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Recurring gift partners provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expense and dependency on pledge drives, allowing us to focus on our programs and future needs. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123. The Patrick Madrid Show.
It deepens my faith. It gives me understanding. And I also appreciate the current events.
Good morning, Therese.
Don't ever stop talking about current events. I feel like between your show and Drew's show, I am so much better informed to make decisions about things and to pray on things.
You know, as you're saying that, I'm reminded of what Jesus said in Matthew 26, in verse 41. He says, to watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. Now, obviously, they didn't have television or radio or newspapers in those days. But he still taught the people to watch the signs of the times, to be aware of what's going on. And he used examples. I don't think Jesus wants us to just ignore what's happening in the world and just talk about churchy things, because then we will be caught unaware. And he tells us to watch and pray.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Spread a little joy by introducing a friend to the Family Rosary Across America.
Margaret, are you all set?
Yes, I'm here, Father, and I'm ready to pray.
The Family Rosary Across America.
She doesn't have to have chemo, and the oncologist has no idea why this has happened.
Well, she should tell the oncologist about the Family Rosary Across America.
That's right.
Yep. That's pretty simple. You know, all the kiddos out there praying, and the Lord hears their prayers.
Round up your family in front of the TV at 7 p.m. Central and stream the Family Rosary Across America from Relevant Radio.